Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos on Daf Kuf Vav. We will begin 9 lines from the top of the Amid, near the end of the line, with the words, Amar Leih Rav Kahana L'Rav Ashi. Rav Kahana asked the following question to Rav Ashi concerning the part of the Mishnah that we learned on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, where the Mishnah stated that if a person said, Pirashti, Eze mincha, I was mefaresh precisely which mincha that I meant, but I don't remember what I was mefaresh. So the Mishnah said that you have to bring all 5, namely the soles, the machvas, the marcheshes, and the 2 types of mafei taner, the chalos and the rikikin. You have to give all 5 of these menachos because we don't know which one you were mefaresh, and therefore, to make sure that you were yotze your chiyuv, you have to bring all 5. On that, Rav Kahana asked the following question to Rav Ashi, why do you only bring 5? You should bring 6. We can also have a suffix that perhaps he distinctly said that I want to bring a minchas nesachim. Da amar Rava, because Rava told us, we learned this before in Daf Kuf Dal Ramat Beis, misnadev adam minchas nesachim b'chol yom. A person can be misnadev a minchas nesachim, which is comprised of the wine plus the solas and the shemen, the oil, which normally is associated with an oil or a shlamim, but he can independently be makriv that. He can be makriv nesachim alone, we learned. We had a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, concerning can he be makriv shemen alone. But shemen with the soilets, with the wine to, all together, in minchas nesachim, he can be makriv each day. So if so, why do we say that he only has to bring 5? Perhaps what he distinctly said was, I want to bring a minchas nesachim. He should have to bring 6. And in that manner, he won't have any suffix that for sure he'll be yotze what his netter was. So the Gemara answers, no. Ki komistapkalei, what suffix did he have? And I want to stress the word here, lay. It does not say lon. Ki komistapkalei lon. We have a suffix in what he meant. But rather, the Gemara now is going to tell us 5 different concepts where he indicates to us that he has no suffix that he did not say a minchas nesachim. Ein chanami. If he doesn't have one of these 5, then we have a suffix. Maybe he meant minchas nesachim, and he would have to bring, in fact, 6. Our Mishnah is speaking about where he told us, I know for sure that it wasn't the minchas nesachim. And now the Gemara gives a siman to remember these 5 different ways, which each way is not exclusive of the other. It could be he remembers through one of the ways, or he remembers through all 5 of the ways. What is the siman? Yachid beglal levayna belug mekamtza. These are the 5 key words in the 5 different concepts that he presents to us to show that he for sure didn't mean minchas nesachim. He doesn't remember which of the other 5 he said, but he knows for sure it was not minchas nesachim. So let's start again before the siman and continue right after the siman. Ki kamistavka lei bo beglal yachid. So here's the first one that we had in the siman, yachid. He's only mesupik one of the 5 that is brought by a yachid, as we learned before on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, that since the Pasuk says by mincha the word nefesh, as Rashi brings down, ein shnayim misnadvin isorin. 2 people, shutzvin, can even bring 1 small bird. But a mincha, an isorin of a mincha, cannot be brought by shutzvin together. And if it can't be brought by shutzvin together, it certainly cannot be brought by a tzibber together. So he remembers that he for sure was mentioning something that is only brought by a yachid and not by shutfim and not by a tzibber. Bo beglal tzibber loy mistapkalei. He has no suffix that it was not something that could be brought by a tzibur, such as a minchas nesachim that usually accompanies korbanos, a korban of a tzibur. That's number one. Number two, beglal. That's the second word of the siman. Kiko mistap galei. When does he have a suffix? Bo beglal atzma. Something that comes independently by itself without being associated with another korban, with a zevach, such as the five menachos, minchas nedava. But bo beglal zevach, those things that come usually with a korban, such as nesachim, loy mistapkalei, he knows for sure that that is not one of the ones that he mentioned. A third, kiko mistapkalei tuna levoina, that's the third word of our siman, the word levoina. He remembers that what he said had something to do with a mincha that requires a levoina. He doesn't know which one. All five of the menachos require a levoina. But she'ena tuna levoina, such as the minchas nesachim, which does not require levoina, lo mistapkalei. On that he has no suffix. Ena chanami, if he would have a suffix, then he would have to bring six. But he has no suffix. And fourth, kiko mistapkalei bo belug. He remembers that the mincha that he mentioned was one in which there was only one lug of oil attached to that mincha, which is the case of the regular five minchas nedava of mape taner, chalos and rekikin, machvas, soilus, and marcheshes. But bo b'shloish lugin. But such a mincha, which you could have up to three lugin, which is by nesachim, because the halacha is that a bokor and an ayol require two lugin of shemen for each isorin. And for the keves, it goes up to three lugin. So a mincha, which could require up to three lugin of shemen, loy mistapkalei. On that, he has no suffix whatsoever. And finally, the last one, which is in the siman, the word mekamtza, ki kom estapkalei tuuna kmitza. The ones that he has a suffix about are ones that require kmitza. She'ena tuuna kmitza loy mestapkalei, but something that does not require kmitza, he has no suffix in. The five regular minchas nedava, they require kmitza, and then the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim. However, by the minchas nesachim, there's no kmitza because the whole mincha is brought on the mizbeach. And he tells us for sure, I know, it was not a mincha that did not require kmitza. So for one of these five reasons, or three of the five reasons, or all five of the five reasons, he knows for sure that it was not a minchas nesachim. If he wouldn't know for sure, then ein chanami, he would have to bring six. When I was learning this Gemara with my chavrusa, Rav Moshe Rotenberg, I had a question that we learned 2 days ago, back on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, the first Tosfos in this Perek, Divrei Amaschal Harei Olai Mincha Yavi Eze Sheyirtze. This Tosfos is going on the case where he said, not he specified a specific one of the five, and he doesn't remember which one he specified, but rather he said, I want to bring a mincha. So what does he mean by the word mincha? So the Chachamim said he brings whatever he wants, one of the five. And Rebbe said that he brings soilus, that's the miuchadesh shebim menachos, as we learned in that shir. So Tosfos over there, we had mentioned, said that pirush mi chameshes menachos. He only brings one of the five menachos. Avo b'minchas nesachim lo yichaven. But he's not referring to minchas nesachim. Afal gavdim is not of Adam minchas nesachim b'chol yoyim. Even though we learned on that Amud, kuftal Amud Beis, that a person brings a minchas nesachim, he's allowed to bring it every day, independently of any korban. The stamma daitoy ha-minachas ha-mufarashas regilis lobi b'fnei atzman. V'loy b'glal zevach. Probably, what did he mean in his mind? He meant those minachas that come independently, that are not associated with a zevach. And therefore, his choice is one of the normal five and not minchas nesachim, even though a person is permitted to be makrev at minchas nesachim every day. So that sounds very similar to our Gemara. And in fact, it's one of the five ukimtas here where the Gemara said that it's something that's beglal atzma bo, beglal zevach loy mistafkale. And yet, if we are medayek carefully, Tosfos is saying something different than our Gemara. And the question is, why isn't what Tosfos says applicable to our Gemara? Our Gemara is saying that if we have no indication otherwise, he would have to bring six. He would have to bring one for the Minchas Nesachim. It's only that our mission is speaking about a case where he convinced us that he for sure had no suffix. As we were medayek, it says, ki ka mistapka lei, not lon to us, the Bezdin, to Hegdish. He, the person who's making the netter, has only a suffix in a mincha which does not have these five issues. He knows for sure that if it has a problem with these five issues, that is a mincha that he did not refer to. But if he wouldn't have that knowledge, then he would have to bring six. Yet Tosfos over here, going on a different case, but the question is, why doesn't the concept apply to this case? Tosfos says that in the first case of our Mishnah where he said, Harei olai mincha yavi eze sheyirtza, he can only choose one of the regular five. He can't go to Minchas Nesachim. Why, says Tosfos? Tosfos uses the words, distama daita minachas hamfarashas regilus lobefniatzim. Probably his das is on that. So if there is such an anansadi that we understand from his words that he's not referring to Minchas Nesachim, so then why don't we apply that here? Why do we have to make an akimta? And without this akimta, if it's not this specific case where he has a knowledge that it was not Minchas Nesachim, he would have to bring a sixth one. Why? We should say the same thing, that his stam das is only on the menachas and verashas regilus lofnei atzman, and not those that come for a zevach. So what Ramesha Rottenberg and myself wanted together to suggest is the following, that Tosfos only says that svara when he says plain mincha. When he says plain mincha and he comes to Bezdin and says, when I said mincha, what was I mechayiv myself in? So Bezdin tells him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you meant the soilus, that's miyucha, shebe menachos. We paskin like the Rabbanan, you meant one of the five, but you didn't mean minchas nesachim. Had you meant minchas nesachim, you would not have been satisfied with saying the word mincha plain. You would have said a minchas nesachim, because the word mincha plain refers to something that comes independently as a nedava and not usually as part of a korban. So if you're asking us what you meant with the generic word of mincha, we tell you you meant either soilus according to Yehuda or according to Rabban, one of the regular five. You did not mean minchas nesachim. Had you meant minchas nesachim, you would have clearly uttered those words, minchas nesachim. That's in that case over there. But here in our case, it's speaking about where he tells us, I was mefarish. I did explain exactly which one of the menachas I wanted. I said either minchas machvas or minchas marcheshes. On that, the Gemara asked the kasha. So maybe if he was mefarish, and we want to make sure that he was yoitza, his obligation of a neder, then we have to take into account any kind of mefarish. Maybe it's not so frequent that he would say minchas nesachim, but it's possible that he would say. And we're not talking about minchas stam. What did he mean with minchas stam? There, Tosfos says that stam adaitoi is on the five and not the sixth one of minchas nesachim. But in our case, where we're speaking about he was mefarish, if he's mefarish and we don't know which one he's mefarish, so maybe he means the sixth one also, where he clearly uttered the words minchas nesachim. He could have done that also. On that, the Gemara says, it's speaking about a specific case where he tells us, I know for sure it was not minchas nesachim for one of these five reasons. Continues the Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, we have a machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Pirashti mincha shel esrayim. I was mefarish that I want to contribute a mincha, which Rashi told us in the Mishnah means, a mincha in one keli of a certain amount of Esroinim. I don't know how many Esroinim I said. So the Chachamim say that he can bring one Keli full of Esroinim up to 60. And he makes a condition. If the entire 60 was my neder, then all 60 are a chayva. If not, as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, it's partial neder, whatever amount I really was menader, and the rest is a nedava. Rebbe, for some reason, which our Gemara is going to get into in great detail, Rebbe says no. The only way I could be yotze my neder in this case is if I bring 60 kelim, and in each keli there will be another measurement from one. In Kaylee 1, there'll be one Isorin. Kaylee 2, there'll be two Isorinus. Kaylee 3, there'll be three. And so on and so forth until we get to Kaylee number 60, where in that one there will be 60 Isorinus. So then the one that I really meant of these 60 Kaylee with the 60 different measurements, that's the real Neder. All the rest are Nedava. And now the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa to elaborate on that Machloikis that we had in our Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Pirashti Mincha. And according to the Gears of the Bach, the words that we find later on the next line, Shel Esroinim, appear right here. Pirashti mincha shel Esroinim. Vikavati b'kliyechad. I was conveying them in one keli. And now we skip, we delete these two words now, Shel Esroinim. So again, according to the Bach, the Girsa is, Pirashti mincha shel Esroinim v'kavati b'kli echad, ve'eini yoideya ma pirashti. I don't recall how many Esroinim I clearly enunciated. The halacha is, according to the Chachamim, Yavi mincha shel shishim esroinim. He should bring a mincha of 60 esroinim, divrei Chachamim. And he makes the t'nai, as we explained before. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe disagrees, and he says, Yavi minachai shel esroinim, me'ech vat shishim. He has to bring 60 kelim, and in each kelim he puts another amount from 1 to 60, Shehein elef ushmoina meyas ushloishim, which are a total of 1,830. We mentioned the mathematical way that Tosfos calculates how much is from 1 to 60, how many Esroim does he have to bring in total. Let's learn that Tosfos inside, the second Tosfos on the Amud. Shehein elef ushmoina meyas ushloishim, ketzad, how do you figure this out mathematically? So Tosfos tells us an interesting way. Instead of going through the long form of adding up 1 and 2 is 3, and 3 and 3 is 6, 6 and 4 is 10, etc., do it the following way. Kach biyotcha me'echad vashishim. Start with the lowest number till the highest number, and make a pair of the lowest and the highest. How much do you get? V'tzeref t'chilosn l'soifon ad ha'emtza. Make, join up the pair, the lowest number to the highest. It gives you 61. And keep on doing that until you get to the middle. What does that mean? Kegoin. Echad v'shishim heim samach alef. 1 and 60 is 61. Shnaim v'nuntes, 2 and 59, heim samach alef. That's again 61. V'sholosh v'nunches, and 3 and 58, heim samach alef. That's again 61. Kein timna ad shloishim. You'll go in this way. 1 up till 30, you'll go down from 60 till 31. Your last pair, which will equal 61, will be 30 and 31. The shloishim u'shloishim ve'echad nami heim samachal. Because 30 and 31 is also 61. So whatever, as you went up on one side and down on the other, each pair will equal 61. You'll have a total. You'll have a total of 30 pairs of 61. 30 times 61 is 1,830. Continues Tosfos. V'chein nuchal limnos porim d'chag. If you forgot how many porim are brought on Chag HaSukkos, which are 70, d'oilun l'shivim, Kate said, how would you do it? You'll do the same method. The lowest is 7, the highest is 13. So you'll start with the lowest paired up with the highest. Zayin v'yud gimel heim esrim is 20. Then you'll go one up and one down. V'chein ches v'yud beis, 8 and 12 heim esrim is 20. You'll go one up and one down. V'chein tes v'yud aleph heim chof. That's another pair of 20s. And you'll come to the middle number, which is v'yud on both, coming up and down on both sides, you come to the number 10. So you have three pairs of 20 is 60. With the 10, Harei Shivim is 70. So the other day when I mentioned this Tosfos, Jay Braun, who's the Baal Koreh in the Beth Jacob Shul in Los Angeles, who was in the Far East when he heard this shiur, he writes the following in an email to me on the question of how many Esrodis one would bring if required to bring from 1 to 60 separately. I think Tosfos were mechaven to a well-known mathematical formula. The sum of all numbers from 1 to n is always n times n plus 1 divided by 2. In other words, multiply n, this would be the number 60, by the next higher number, 61, and divide by 2. 61 times 60, 60 times 61 is 3,660. Dividing by 2 gives you 1,830. In other words, that's what Tosfos says, that you go till the middle, you only have 30 pairs of 61. So here, this mathematical formula is 60 times 61, and then dividing by 2, which will give you the number. I wrote back to Mr. Braun that's fine for the first case of Tosfos, but what about the case of the 70 Purim? We're starting with the number 7. How does that work? And he wrote me back, it still works. For the case of Sukkot, since we start at 7, we have to begin with the formula for 1 to 13. So we start again with the lowest number 1 till 13, then subtract the number that we would get for 1 through 6, because we began at 7. So the first 6 don't count, but we start out with 1 till the highest number 13. And we get that answer. And then we subtract from 1 to 6. So how does it work? First, we start from 1 to 13, so we take the highest number times the next number, which would be 13 times 14 is 182. Divided by 2, you get 91. Then we subtract the 6 times the next highest number, 7, is 42. Divide 42 by 2 is 21. You subtract 91, subtract 21, you get your answer, 70 Purim. I told him, I believe this is a very beautiful formula, but Tosfos' way of the three pairs of 20 plus the 10 seems to be easier. To which Mr. Braun responded, probably the easiest when you're dealing with a few numbers like that is actually just to add up 13 and 12 and 11, and you'll come to the number 70. But it's interesting how this mathematical formula is found here in our Tosfos and Menachos. Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Continues the Gemara. What happens if a person said, Pirashti, Ve'eini Yodeya, and according to the Mesoras HaShas, from the Tzayin Kotchim, we leave out the next word, Ma Pirashti, and it goes as follows, Ve'eini Yodeya, Me'ezu Mehen Pirashti. I have two sveikas here. My first suffix is, I said exactly how many Yisroinim I want. I said exactly which Mincha I want. But I forgot now which mincha, and also I forgot ve'eini yodea kama pirashti. I don't know how many Yisroinim. I have a double suffix. So now, again, there's a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, and each one goes l'shitasai. According to the Chachamim, yavi chamesh menachai shal shishim shishim Yisroinim. He has to bring not 1 times 60, but now I'll have to bring 5 times 60, Shehein Sholosh Meis, Devar Chacham. Because not only does he have a suffix, how many Esroinim, and that's why he has to bring 60, which is the maximum amount of Esroinim that's possible to bring. Otherwise, oil doesn't mix well with the flour, so the maximum is 60. But now he has a suffix, which mincha? So it's 5 times 60 is 300. Rebbe Yoimer, no. It's 5 times 1,830. Rabbi Yomer, Yavi Chamesh Menachas Shal Shishim Esroinim Me'echad Vashishim. He should bring 5 Menachas, and each Mincha should be 60 Esroinim with the 60 Kalim, and each Kali another measurement from 1 to 60. So that's 5 times 1,830. Shehein, Tisha Alofim, 9,000, Umeya V'chamishim, and 150. So it comes out that there's a basic machloikis here between Rebbe and the Chachamim, and that is he able in this case, in the double suffix or the single suffix, is he able to contain it all in one keli, or he has to go to the 60 kelim, as Rebbe said. Ask the Gemara, Mikemifkli. What is the nekuda of the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim? Amar Rav Chizda, we're going to have now various pshatim in what the machlokes could be about. Amar Rav Chizda, said Rav Chizda, b'moyser, b'mutter lahachnes chulun lazark mifkli. The machlokes is, could I bring chulun into the azar? Rashi tells us that everybody holds, we learned till now, the way Rashi learned in the Mishnah, that according to the Chacham, he brings 60. Whatever he really was menader is the Chayva. The rest is an Adava. Rashi says, according to this Teretz in the Gemara of Rav Chizda, that is, doesn't work. Why? Because you cannot mix a neder and an Adava together. So, therefore, whatever is not a neder is going to remain chulun. So, he makes a tnai according to Chacham. If all of the 60 were my chayva, they're all chayva. If only, let's say, 30 was my neder, then 30 is a neder, and the rest is chulun. And they hold, you're allowed to bring chulun into the azar. Rebbe Savar, asher lahachnas chulun azar. Rebbe says, no, you cannot bring chulun into azara. You cannot mix the neder and the nedava either. Therefore, the only eitzah for you to be yaitze, where you have no suffix, is to bring, in the case where you had one suffix, how many Yisroinim did I say? I know which mincha, I don't know how many Yisroinim. You bring 60 kelim, you put different measurements in each kelim. The one measurement that's the accurate one that you were menader, that is chayva. All the rest are chayva. So then you haven't brought chulun into the azara, you haven't brought, you haven't mixed neder and nedava, which you're not allowed to. So how many kmitzis do you make here? You'll make one kmitz. I say this because we're going to have the next pshat in the Gemara where, as we'll see, you're going to have to make two kmitzes. But according to this pshat, you only have to make one kmitza because there was a neder. You'll have to make, according to Rebbe, you'll have to make 60 kmitzes because you have 60 different korbanos here. One a chayva, a neder to fulfill, and the other 59 is going to be a nedava. But according to the Rabbanan, all you have to do is one kmitza, because whatever is not a chayva, the rest of it is chulun. So this is the machloikis. Rebbe holds asur lahachnas chulun lazara, Rabbanan Savri, mutter lahachnas chulun lazara. Actually, if you look in Rashi, the way Rashi has the seder here, it would seem that Rashi's girsa was the opposite. That Rabbanan Savri mutter lahachnas chulun lazara, and then Rashi has the next Rashi, v'Rebbe Savar, also lahachnas chulun lazara. And on each of these, Rashi asks a kasha. Let's start with the Rabbanan, the way Rashi has it first. On the Rabbanan, in the middle of that Rashi, he says, v'i kasha. According to Rabbanan, that part of it is chulun, and part of it is to fulfill his neder. So I have a problem, says Rashi. In fact, I have two problems. And in fact, Rashi's two problems were written earlier in the Gemara, on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, where the Gemara asks, number one, he's bringing, when he makes a scoopful of the kaimitz, the kayin, he's scooping together, possibly, the neder and chulin, according to the Rabbanan, that you're allowed to bring chulin into the Azara. He's makter that on the Mizbeach, he's being makter chulin on the Mizbeach, he's not allowed to do that. Second question, since he took a koimetz partially of chulin, then how is he matur de shirayim for achila? He's missing in the koimetz. So Rashi answers the way the Gemara does on Chavdal Ramid Beis, that koimetz is dependent on the das of the koyin, and the koyin's das is that whatever he scoops up should be considered that which he's scooping up is coming from the koidish and not from the chulin. So both questions are answered. On Rebbe Shita, Rashi has a kasha as well. Why do we have to come on such a large number, according to Rebbe, of 1,830? Why doesn't he line up 60 kelim? Put one isarin in each of the 60 kelim. The whole problem was that you cannot mix a neder with a nedava together, so I won't mix a neder and a nedava. Let's say I was menad of only 30, so 30 of these one isarin kelim will be the neder, the remaining 30 will be the nedava. I didn't bring chulin in, I didn't mix neder and nedava together. Why does Rebbe insist that you have to have 60 kelim, each one with a separate shear? On this, Rashi answers, the first wide line in the middle, he says, Laikasha, Dikvias Hamincha Milsahi, Vilaimatsi Lasri Bikli Echot Pachas Mimasha Kavaboy. You cannot join together and say 30 of these one Isar and Kalim will join together for the 30 of his nether. Because he said, I am Kaveya this Mincha in this Kali. I cannot be mitzarev together from the other kelim. It Rebbe Shita is that you can't have too much in one keli, and Rebbe Shita is you can't have too little. You can't have too much because you can't mix a nether with a nedava together. And you can't have too little, only one isorin, and join it up with the other kelim, because you have to have it in one keli, that which he is being menader. The only eitz is that you have 60 kelim with 60 different measurements, so one of them is going to be the right one. All the other kelim will remain a nedava. This is the first pshat according to Rav Chisda. Rav Amar, Rav says no. The Kuli Alma also lahachnas chulin lazara. Both Rabbi and the Chacham agree that you cannot bring chulin into the azara. V'hacha b'mutter la'arav chayve b'nedava kamifkli. That itself is the question. Am I allowed to mix a chayve together with a nedava? Rav and Savri mutter la'arav chayve b'nedava, that you could mix together. Therefore, he makes a t'nai. Whatever is a chayve I'm bringing for my neder, whatever I was not menader, if the whole thing's a chayve, good. And if it's only partially a chayva, the rest will be in a dove, and you're allowed to mix it into the same keli. But Rebbe Sover also larv chayva and a dove. Rebbe says you cannot mix a chayva with an adava together. Therefore, your only eitzah is to have it in separate kelim, each one with a different measurement, and then the real one is going to be your neder. All the rest are in a dove. You're not mixing together chayva with nedava. Amr le Abaye, said Abaye l'rava. I have a question. L'Rabban, according to Rabbanan, in your pshat, the Amri, mutul arav chayv nedava, that you could mix a chayv with a nedava. So now I have on the possibility that not everything, not all the 60 Yisroelim are chayva, partially chayva, partially nedava, habi'in and shnei kmatzim. Now I need two kmatzim. In the teretz before Rav Chisda, as we spoke out, there, whatever is not your chayva is chulin, so you only need one kmitza. But now that you're telling me, whatever is not your chayva is a nedava, then you need two kamatzim. So the Gemara answers, you're right. The comments of Hadar comments, and the Chanami. He makes a kamitza first on the chayva, and then he makes a another kamitza on the nedava. Ask the Gemara, how could he do that? V'haka kamitz mi chayva nedava, umi nedava chayva. As he scoops up a kamitz, part of that is, we can reasonably suspect is from the chayva, part of it's from the nedava. So he's then making a kmitza from the chayva on the nedava, and later when he makes the kmitza, the second kmitza, he's making from the nedava on the chayva. So the Gemara says no. As we mentioned before from Rashi concerning chulin and the neder, it's tali and das kayin. The Gemara says the same answer over here. The tali leba das kayin. The Omar, the person making the mincha will say, kol hecha demachi yada l'kayin hashta, wherever the hand of the kayin reaches now, which is the first kmitza, so that's going to be chayva. That's what the kayin will think. I'm doing this for chayva. Ula b'saif, whatever he does on the second kmitza, that will be the nedava. So that's not a technical problem, how he's going to make the two kmitzas. The answer is it's tolian das kayin. But the Gemara says, I have another technical problem. Why? V'akturi hechi makter. How is he going to be able to be makter once he's made the two kmitzas? How will he be makter it? Because let's see, lichter nedava b'reisha, should he first be makter nedava? The chayva hecha makter, or how will he later be able to be makter the chayva? Why? Dilma kula chayva. Because maybe we have to suspect maybe the whole thing is a chayva. So what happened? The first kmitza that I took for nedava that was meaningless. So when he's makter that second, nedava, the chasril hu shirayim. Now, it'll come out that from the time of the kmitza of the chayva, until the chayva was actually burnt on the mizbeach, that kmitza of the chayva was burnt on the mizbeach, it comes out that in between the kmitza and the haktara, there was a kmitza made of the nedava, and that was possibly the whole thing is a chayva. And if the whole thing is a chayva, that first kmitza was meaningless, and all it did was be mechaser the whole mincha. And we learned v'amar mar shirayim shechasru bein kmitza lahaktara ein makter kaimetz aleim. The halacha is that if after you made the kmitza, that which was left over the shirayim, some of it got lost, the halacha is you cannot make a kmitza. Actually, this is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that you are allowed to be makter the kmitza on the mizbeach. However, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to be makter the kmitza on the mizbeach, which this was a machlokes that we had before in Daf Tesamid Beis, that is only that you're mechuyev to be makter the ktiris. The kaimetz, however, to eat the shirayim, Rabbi Yochanan's mitzvah that you're not allowed to eat the shirayim. So the Gemara's kasha is that if, in fact, this was all chayva, it comes out that by taking the one for neder, you're causing the shirayim to be missing. And if you're causing the shirayim to be missing, even if you'll be makter the kaimetz of the chayva, but you are not allowed to eat the shirayim. And we're trying to set up a system here where you are able to eat the shirayim. So it would not be an eitzah to be makter the neder first and then the chayva. Let's do the opposite, perhaps. Lichter chayva bereisha. Let him be makter the chayva bereisha. So then there'll be nothing missing between the kaimetz of the chayva and its haktara. The shirayim will be intact, and then you'll be makter the nedov. No, the answer is no. I still have a problem. The nedava hechem maktel. How will we be able to be maktel nedava as we turn to the kuf of a base? Why? Because again, vidil makul chayvi. Maybe the whole thing's a chayv. And if so, we have a rule called v'chol shehumi menul leishim harei ubebal taktiru. What the Gemara means is a pasuk of Vayikra Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph, where the pasuk says ki chol se'oyer every leaven v'chol dvash any honey loy saktiru mimenu ishal Hashem. You should not be maktel from it as a fire offering to Hashem. The word mimenu is extra. So we darshan that this pasuk is really telling us two laven. The first lav is kichol sar v'chol tvash, loy saktiru. The second lav is loy saktiru mimenu ishul Hashem. Mimenu means the shirayim. Whatever is left over from a kaimetz, the shirayim, it's usher to burn on the mizbeach, you're over a lav. So therefore here, if he's makter the chayva first, so the shirayim are not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. If you're telling me he's then going to be makter the nedava, maybe the whole thing is a chayva, and if the whole thing is a chayva, you're not allowed to be makter any part of the shirayim on the mizbeach. So either way here, if he's makter the nedava first, if he's makter the chayva first, I have a problem. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I have no problem. Why? I'll be makter the chayva first. You said there's a problem with being makter part of the shirayim in case the whole thing was a chayva. How could I be makter shirayim? I'm over on kol shehum imenu leishim, whatever goes to the fire. Hareyu bebal daktiru. No, the masik lulu shemetzim. He'll take that thing for the which he wants to do on the possibility that there was a nedava here. And he'll bring it as eitzim. Ukar Rabbi Eliezer, like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, the son we learned in the Brice, the Rabbi Eliezer Reimer. The pasuk, next pasuk after it says loy sektir mimenu ishul Hashem, states the el hamizbeach lo yalu lereich nechayach. So I make a drasha lereich nechayach yatamala. You're not allowed to bring up from the shirayim for a satisfying aroma. Avla tamala l'shameitzim. If you want to bring it up that it should serve as if it is fuel for fire, it is like the atzei marocha that are used to burn karbonis on, that you're allowed to. It's only l'reich nechayach as a korban satisfying aroma. That is what is prohibited. So memela here, where I don't know if it's a chayva, I don't know if it's fully a chayva, or it's partial chayva, partial nedava, what I'll do is be makter the kaimetz of the chayva first, and then the nedava, I will be makter and say that it should go le'etzem. If it's a nedava, if it's a good nedava, then I'm doing it for nedava. If it's not a good nedava, then I am using the shirayim not for reich nechayach. I'm using it for shum etzem, and that is permitted. Now that we came up with this concept of Reb Eliezer, so now the Gemara wants to suggest a third way to understand the machloikis between the Rebbe and the Chacham. We had so far two ways. Either it's a question of Chulun Lazora, or it's a question if you could mix Neder and Nedava together. Now we have a third way. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rav Rav Rav Ashi v'dilma. The Kuli Alma, everybody holds Mutla Arav Chayv v'Nedava. You're allowed to mix together a Chayv v'Nedava. That's not a problem. V'hacha b'Rav Rav Lezer k'mifli. Here the Machlaik is in the sheet of Rav Lezer. The Rabbanan Islu the Rav Lezer. Rabbanan hold of Rav Lezer that you can bring Shirayim for Nedava, for Eitzim. So therefore, they don't have a dilemma. How could I be makter both kaimitzes? I can't do the chayva first. I can't do the nedava first. The answer, do the chayva first. And then even if it's shirayim, you could bring the shirayim for eitzim. They hold the Reb Lezer. Rebbe less later Reb Lezer. And Rebbe doesn't hold the Reb Eliezer. And that's why he has a problem. And that's why he has to do it in separate kalim. Because otherwise he's going to have a problem between the chayva and the nedava. He doesn't have a solution to bring the shirayim as eitzim, like Reb Lezer says. The core, if you don't hold like Reb Lezer, then you can't even bring it in terms of wood on the mizbeach. And then you're stuck. You can't bring the nedava first, as we learned. You can't bring the chayva first. So maybe that itself is the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chacham. Amar lei. So Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, no. If you're not going to say, like the pshat that we had on Amud Aleph, according to Rava, that Rebbe Sheet is Osr L'Arev, you're going to say it's Mutter L'Arev, a Neder, and a Chayva and a Nedava together. Ud Reb Lezer Lesley, and Rebbe doesn't hold a Reb Lezer, if that's what you want to say, so why do you have to make a number of 1,830? I'll give you a much simpler solution. I could do it, according to Rebbe, with 61. How? Efshu the Maisi Sheet B'chadmona, I'll bring 60 in one Keli. B'chad B'chadmona, I'll bring another Isaron in a second Keli. Umagilahu, I'll have the two does touch each other in the two kalim, the comets, and I'll make kmitza. And as Rashi explains, I need, first of all, the two does touching each other because the pasuk says, v'heirim mimenu. If you're going to bring a kmitz and you're going to bring, you have to bring it from one dough. So here, as we'll soon explain, I'm going to use the smaller kali as a kaimitz for the bigger keli, but the only way I can do that is if they're joined together. That's the reason they have to be joined together. But now, how would it work? So if the 60 are all chayva, so he makes a kmitza on for the 60, for the chayva, and he's makter that. The one is a separate nedava, and he makes a kmitza, and he's makter that. If part of the 60 is chayva and part is a nedava, so he's allowed to mix a chayva with a nedava together. That's not a problem. The only problem is, as we mentioned before, which one should he bring first? So the answer is, since he touches the small keli with the larger keli together, so now he, on condition that the 60 are not all chayva, that this part of the 60 there are nedava. So by touching it together, he's able to take the kaimitz. It's all considered mimenu. It's all considered as if it's one dough. He's able to take the kaimitz from the smaller one, and he'll have on condition in das that it's for the smaller one, plus it's going on whatever's in the nedava in the bigger one. And if so, the way Rashi here brings it down, according to the Hagah of the Mesaris HaShas, so Rashi says, Umakter Nedava Vahadar Chayva. He'll be Makter first the Nedava and then the Chayva. What was the problem that we had on Amud Aleph? If you're Makter the Nedava first and then the Chayva, the problem is that maybe it's all Chayva. Ememela, your Shirayim Shechasru Ben Kmitza Lahaktara. And then the din is Ein Makter Kaimetz Aleyen. So we had a problem with that. We have no problem because it's not chaser. The 60 are completely there. Where am I taking the kaimitz for the nadav? I'm taking it from the small keli. And the Mefarshim say that really we could say the opposite way. Rashi chose one way. We could say the opposite way. That he'll first bring the chayva and then the nadava. What was the problem with chayva and then the nadava? That you take, maybe it's all chayva, and then you took some of the shirayim to burn. And he doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar that he could use it for wood. So then you have a problem of v'chol shehu mimenu l'ishim, harei v'basaktir. The answer is, I'm not taking from the shirayim of the 60. I'm taking it from the separate little keli. So mimela, if you would hold that Rebbe says you can mix together neder v'nedava in one keli, so I have an eitzit that all I need is 61. You have to say to Rebbe Olds, I can't mix neder and nedava. So having 60 or 61 is never a solution. The only solution is to have 60 kelim, each keli with a different amount, and then the real one is the neder, and all the other 59 are separate nedavas. They're not mixed together. So this approach in the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanan, the Gemara is saying, is not a valid approach. Continues the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava gives a third valid approach. Rava Amar, the Kuli Alma Mutal Arv Chayv Nadav. Everybody holds you could mix a Chayv Nadav. Uda Kali Alma Islud Rab Lezer. Everybody holds like Rab Lezer. So I don't have a problem with the dilemma which one's first, Nadav or Chayva, because I could bring it as a Chayva first, and then the Shirayim are brought as Eitzim, and that's permitted according to Rab Lezer. What's the Machlaikis? Here's a machlokes which we find before in the Mishnah of Pei Chesed Aleph between Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chacham. This not afilu mincha shel samach isarin noisin la samach lug. You need a lug for each isarin. That's the shita of the Tanakhama. So if you have 60 isarinus, you need 60 lugin. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, no afilu mincha shel shishim isarin. Even if you have a mincha of 60 isarin. Ein lele lugo, it only gets one log. Shenemar le mincha ulaik shemen. Whatever the mincha is, even if it's a mincha of 60 isroinim, it gets one shemen. One log of shemen. So it comes out, according to the Rabbanon, each isorin requires a new log. According to Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, each mincha requires a new log. So, according to Rabbanon, it's very good. Rabbanon Savri, Ki Rabbanon. The Rabbanon here hold like the Rabbanon there in the Mishnah, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph. The Amri, Samach Lug. That they say, Samach Esrainim requires Samach Lug. V'chol Chad V'chad Isorin Luga Kashakal. If there's 30, for example, 30 Chayva Isorinim, there'll be corresponding 30 Chova Lug. And the remaining 30 Nadava on the Isarin will be 30 remaining Nadava on the like Shemin. So I'm fine. But for Rebbe Sovik, Krav Lezer and Yaakov, the Amr ain loy laluga, that it doesn't go with each Isarin, it goes with each Mincha. And now I have a dilemma. V'loyadinin ichada minchihi de sagilo b'chad loig. What do I have now? If I have 60 in one Isarin, in one keli, what actually do I have here? Do I have one mincha because the whole thing is a chayva? So it's one mincha, then it would require only one loig. Ishtei menachas ninu, or is it a neder with an adava mixed together, which is permitted? We're saying according to Rebbe, but then it would require shnei lugin. So I don't know what to do. Since I don't know what to do, my only etza is to make that there are 60 kelim, each one with a different shear. One is a neder, the other 59 are nedavas, and in fact, then I have 60 different minchas, and then I'll give 60 different, according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, I'll have to give 60 different loigin. Then it'll work out, but in one keli, I'll have a dilemma. I won't know if it's one mincha with one loig or it's two minchas with two loigin, and therefore, it won't work according to Rebbe. A fourth valid machlokas is Ravashi. Ravashi Amr Bekotten Vehevi Gadol Kamifkli. The machlokas is, we know you can't bring less than the required amount. What happens if you bring more than the required amount? Do we say, I'm bringing even more, I'm bringing better? B'chlal Masayim Mana. If I have a lot, I for sure have contained within it the lesser amount. That's the machlokas. Rabbanan Savri Kotten Vehevi Gadol Yotze. If you promised a small amount and you bring more, you're yotze. But Rebbe suffer, lo yotze. Rebbe holds you have to bring precise. And therefore, in case he said only 30 and he brought 60, he brought too much. You're not yotze. It has to be precise. Therefore, the only eitz is to have 60 kelim with 60 different measurements so that the one real neder will be precisely not more and not less than he made a neder. Ask the Gemara, if we already have this machlokes, which is the machlokes further, on Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Beis in the Mishnah, the Snan, we learned there, Katan, Vehevi Gadol, there it's speaking about a shor, he promised a small shor, and he brought a big one. Yotza, according to Tanakam, Yotza, Verebi Amar Lo Yotza, Rebbe holds you not Yotza. So why do we need this machlokes? By a mincha in the Mishnah about Mincha and the Machloikas by Shor. It's this, according to you, it's the exact same Machloikas. Say it only one time. The more answers, Tricha, no, we need both. Why? The Itmar Bahoifa would say it only by in our Mishnah by Mincha, Bahokamir Rabbanan. That's where the Rabbanan say that you Yoitze, even though you brought 60 and all you maybe said was really 30. Mishum, the Idivi Kaimitsu. Because as far as the Kaimitsu is concerned, it doesn't matter whether it's 30 Yisraelim or it's 60 Yisraelim, you're going to bring one Kaimitsu. So it's the same amount that's being brought on the Mizbeach. Aval Hasim, that's when they argue on Rebbe. Aval Hasim by the case of Shor, the Kanafishi Emurin. Because a bigger Shor will have more Emurin. They'll have more parts, larger parts of, that have to be Nikrav on the Mizbeach. So then, it's not precise. You said the less, you're bringing more. Maybe they're more to Rebbe. You need precise in that case. But by karmets, I have precise because it makes no difference, bigger or smaller. It's the same karmets. V'yidmer bahi, if it would tell me you'd machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanim by sure, I would say bahi karmer Rebbe. That's only their Rebbe argues on the Chachamim because it's not precise. Ava b'ha by mincha, eima moida lil Rabbanim. They would be moida to Rabbanim. That it would be good because you're coming out with the same kaimitz. Come on, tzricha, that's why we need both. The Sfas Emes points out that really the Gemara could have said a svara that if it would have said it by mincha, I wouldn't know it by shor. The Gemara over here says, according to Rebbe, if it would have said it by shor, I wouldn't know it by mincha. I would say by mincha, Rebbe's moide. We could say just the opposite. Because by mincha, the larger amount of asroinim that are in the keli, the less is the percentage of the koimetz vis-a-vis the total amount. If you have one isorin, you take a koimetz, the percentage of the koimetz of that isorin is much greater than the koimetz of 60 isorinis. The larger you get in the amount of flour that's in the mincha, the less is the percentage of the kaimitz versus the entire amount. So I would have said that's when Rebbe holds by mincha that you're like sort of cheating the mizbeach. You're actually by bringing more, the mizbeach is percentage wise getting less. That's where Rebbe holds it doesn't work. But by a shor, we're just the opposite. The bigger you bring, the more the Mizbeach is getting. So I would say there that the Rebbe is moided to the Chachamim. So we could have said that svora as well. The Mesaris HaShas tells us that the next simon is really like an introduction to the following various Mishnayos that we're going to have, where each one is speaking about Harei Alai. A person makes a general statement, a generic statement. We have to explain what exactly did he mean. And there's going to be Mishnayos about Eitzim, about Zov, about Yayin, about an Oila, Toida, and Shor. The first one is the next Mishnah, Harei Alai Eitzim. He said, I want to be Makriv Eitzim. Loi Yifchois Mishnei Gzirim. So he has to bring not less than two large pieces of wood, two logs. That's the normal amount that's brought for use on the Mizbeach. Levoina, if he says, I want to bring Levoina, la'yifchus mi kaimitz, he shouldn't bring less than a kaimitz. Chamisha k'matzimim, there are five different halachas by k'mitza. Ho'aymer olai levoina, he promises a levoina, la'yifchus mi kaimitz, as we just learned, he shouldn't bring less than a kaimitz of levoina. How we learn out kaimitz by levoina, we'll see in the Gemara. The second halacha by kaimitz is, ha'menadev mincha, Yavi ima kaimitz levoina. Even though he just said mincha stam, he didn't say a word about levoina. But since levoina always comes with the menachos, he has to bring a levona with. And when we learned before that you can be menad a levoina, it means you can be menad of a levoina separately. It's not necessary to bring the levoina together with the shemen or yayin or a mincha. You can donate a levona independently. Hamala es ha kaimitz b'chutz chayiv. Rashi says that this is speaking about the kaimetz of the mincha. You're oiver and aveira of bringing a chiv chorus if a person outside the base of English is mala a kaimetz of a mincha. And Rashi asked the question, why doesn't the Mishnah state that your chiyuv inside the Beis HaMikdash is from every mincha to bring a kaimetz? That's the most obvious one of the halachas of Kmitza. And Rashi answers that that really is part of this halacha. It's part and parcel, because whatever your yaitza inside, for that you're chayav for halo b'chutz. So by telling you that you're oivra on halo b'chutz on a kmitza outside, that indicates that a kmitza inside is what you're mechuyuv to bring. Shnei bezichim, tu'un shnei kamatz, by lechem aparim, the two bezichim, the two spoonfuls of levoina, which were connected to the lechem aparim, you need a kmitza of the levona to be yotza. And Rashi says these are considered two of the halachas, of the five halachas of chamisha kamatzim, the fact that you need here two kamatzim. So learns Rashi. Tosfos has a different pshat here, because Tosfos says, based on Rashi's pshat, it would come out that our Gemara is being soisim according, our Mishnah is being soisim according to the shita of Rab Lazar, who argues on the Rabbanan. Because the shita of the Rabbanan is that you're mechayiv by a mincha for a kezayis halo b'chutz, not for the entire kaimetz. And why would we paskin a stam Mishnah against the Rabbanan? So that's why Tosfos said, Rab Lazar's shita is that it's a kaimetz, but the Rabbanan shita is a kezayis. That's what Tosfos says. We're not speaking here, like Rashi says, about a kaimetz of a mincha. We're speaking about a kaimetz of a levoina. And in fact, here is a machlokes where we paskin like the Rabbanan against Rab Lazar. Because Rab Lazar's shita is that pi oivram being mala levoina b'chutz, you have to bring both bezichen. And on that, the Mishnah says, no, we paskin like the Rabbanan. You don't need both kaimetzes of levoina, both bezichen, but rather one of them is sufficient. It comes out that according to Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara, we're not speaking about a kaimetz of a mincha at all. We're speaking about levoina. So why, in fact, wouldn't we mention it takes away Rashi's kasha, that why do you only speak about halo b'chutz of the kaimetz mincha and not about the actual bifnim, what you're mechuyev to bring, the kaimetz of a mincha. According to Tosfos, it works out much better. We're speaking about levoina. So first we're telling you have to bring, it tells hamalas, the kaimetz b'chutz of levoina is chayev. And then at the end, it tells you the fifth one, that you have to bring bifnim, the shnei bezichin, levoina, kaimetz in each one. So that works out very well. But on the other hand, how do we not mention the very basic fundamental halacha, which is the most poshut one that is associated with kmitza, which is kmitza of a mincha? So the Tzvas HaEmes answers, adarabba, that the Mishnah is trying to tell you chidushim in kmitza. The one of kmitza of mincha is obvious. Everyone knows it. Therefore, we're just speaking about levoina, which is a chidush that levoina also requires kmitza. Continues the Gemara with the second one of the simonim that we had before. Harei zov, a person says, I want to bring gold. How much gold? Lo yifchois be dinar zov. He has to bring at least a dinar zov, which is equal to 25 dinar kesev. If he said kesev, lo yifchois be dinar kesev, at least a dinar kesev. If he said nechoishes, lo yifchois be mea kesev. He has to bring enough choishes that is equal in value to a maw of kesev. What happens if he says, pirashti v'enye de ma pirashti? I said a certain amount of gold, but I don't remember how much. So halacha is, he should keep giving gold and gold and gold until it comes to a point where he says, listen, one thing I can tell you for sure, I didn't say to give this amount. If you may not know what you said, but you know exactly for sure what you did not say. Once you get to that point, so we know for sure you were Mekayim your neder, and Memela, you don't have to give any more. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'nefesh ki sakrif korban mincha. The word korban is extra. Malamet shem esnadim eitzim. It teaches us that you could bring eitzim as a korban. That eitzim itself is a korban. V'kama shnei gezirin. Two logs. V'chein u'omer, we find that eitzim are considered a korban. It says in the Pasuk, V'agor rolois hiflinu al korban eitzim. We cast our lots concerning the korban or etzim, so we find that etzim are considered a korban. So Rebbe is going to argue on the chacham. The machlokes Rebbe and the chachamim is not where he said in general, I want to bring wood, atzim aracha, but where he was speaking about specific logs, and he wants to donate those specific logs to the Beis HaMikdash. And the, so the chachamim say you have to bring shnei gezirin of those specific logs, and they're treated like a korban. But what kind of korban? As the Rabbeinu Gershon and Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph says, that they're considered like the atzei amaracha, lahachshir, the first wide line of Rabbeinu Gershon, lahachshir akorbanis ala maracha. They're used as a preparation to burn the korbanis on the maracha. So is the sheet of the chav. Rabbi Yoimer, no. Eitzim korbanim. The eitzim are considered a korban. And what kind of korban? Like a korban mincha. Why a korban mincha? Because how do we know that korban can be, eitzim can be brought as a korban? Because there's an extra word concerning the pasuk of a nefesh ki sakrif korban mincha. So therefore we say, what are the halachas of this korban of eitzim when you're specifying logs? I want these logs. What halacha do those logs have? They have halacha of mincha. And therefore, tun in melech, they need salt, like a mincha, vetun and hagasa, they also need to be brought near to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Amar Rava, l'divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, eitzim tun and kmitza. You'll have to make the wood into splinters. You'll have to scoop up a kmitza of those splinters and bring them as a korban on the mizbeach as well. What happens to the shirayim? The shita's opinion is that you burn the shirayim on the mizbeach as well. However, Rabbeinu Gershom, in the second wide line on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, says ushiyari oisin eitzim l'kahanim, that they are able to be used, the shirayim, to go to the kahanim, similar to kmitza of the mincha, which the shirayim are nechel by the kahanim. Amar Papa, the Divrei Rebbe, eitzim tzrichim eitzim. If we treat, according to Rebbe, the eitzim are considered like a korban, a special korban, not of atzim aracha like the chachamim hold, but rather like a korban mincha, so then they require their own eitzim to burn that korban mincha. The Sfas Emes wonders why the Gemara doesn't say levoina, shemen. He says perhaps it's you don't need shemen because shemen is mixed in, it's bolul into the flour. That doesn't apply to the eitzim. However, levoina, why isn't levoina mentioned ayin shem in his Teretz? Continues the Gemara, levoina la yifchais min ha-kaimetz, he has to have at least the kaimetz of levoina, nolan. How do you know this halacha? The chsev, the pasuk says, v'heru mimenu b'kum tzor misal ha-mincha mishamna v'es kol ha-levoina. So makish levoina la-harama de mincha. We compare the levoina that's mentioned in this pasuk to lifting up the mincha, the kaimetz of the mincha. Ma harama de mincha kaimetz, just like lifting up the mincha, how much is it a kaimetz of levoina nami? Kaimetz of levoina also. We say stam levoina. We say that the shear is kaimetz.